In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello, this is World News on Jamia Jam Network. Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says a policy of interaction is needed at the international level to defy the hegemony system. The leader told heads of Iranian missions abroad that the efficient diplomacy draws on a popular base to make the world hegemony a thing of the past. Ayatollah Khamenei said Iran dismisses two sides of such a system which helps oppressors and does injustice to the oppressed. The leader said Iran's missions overseas are expected to promote the new anti-hegemony policy. Ayatollah Khamenei said Iran's insistence on its rightful policies earned the country big nuclear gains despite mounting outside pressure. A two-day conference dubbed National and Islamic Solidarity for the Future of Palestine wrapped up its work, releasing a final statement.
The statement voiced support for the oppressed Palestinian nation in their efforts to restore their national and historical rights. It underlined the Palestinian right to confront the Zionist regime and the need to end the occupation of all Palestinian territories. Earlier, President Ahmadinejad said the Zionist entity has lost its existential philosophy thanks to brave Palestinian resistance. He then described the Israeli regime as an insult to the whole humanity, saying occupation, aggression and wars are the mission of this illegal regime. In the same gathering, Speaker Ali Larijani urged adoption of a united strategy in the face of the occupying regime in Tel Aviv.
Members of the Developing Eight opened their first ministerial meeting in Tehran. High-level experts will review ways to raise the volume of exchanges in several fields in 5 days. The objective is pursued through working group sessions on industrial cooperation. Minister of Industries and Mines Ali Akman Mehrabian said Muslim states should play a more significant role in global economy. He said unity and cooperation are the keys for Muslims to find their suitable economic status at the international level. The Eight's first ministerial meeting is to be inaugurated on March the 2nd. Established in 1997, the D8 groups Iran, Bangladesh, Egypt, Indonesia, Malaysia, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Turkey. President Ahmadinejad says the national academies should take a leading role in science and art. The president said so in a joint ceremony to commend select figures of the National Academies of Art, Persian Language and Literature, Science and Medical Sciences. He said the Iranian nation has reached the apexes of progress in various human endeavors, one after another. Ahmadinejad added, Iran boasts much more potentiality than what is so far tapped into. He said investigations need to be made into reasons why some talents immigrate to other countries. Unity is the pressing need of the world of Islam, and Muslims have it all thanks to their great prophet Muslim, the Prophet Muhammad. Muslims, Shiites and Sunnis alike are happy these days for the birth anniversary of the Prophet Muhammad. JNN's Roya Guzashti has more.
Week-long celebrations marking the birth anniversary of the last divine messenger has brought about festivities across Iran and around the world of Islam. The interval between the 12th and 17th of the lunar month of Rabiul Awwal, which are each observed by Shiites and Sunnis, was named as Unity Week as part of efforts by the Islamic Republic of Iran to unite the Islamic nations as much as possible. The feast aims to demonstrate unity among Muslims, showing that they put their differences aside when there is a common cause. The occasion shows that now unity is the pressing need of the world of Islam, and Muslims try to achieve it by following their great prophet, who is known as the Prophet of Mercy.
Tajikistan voted in parliamentary elections. The election looked likely to boost the mandate of the ruling Democratic People's Party.
The head of the Organization of the Islamic Conference has condemned the Israeli raid on Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem al-Quds. Akmal Adin Hasanoglu says any damage to the mosque and other holy places will have serious consequences with unpredictable danger to international peace and security. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the UN nuclear watchdog should not give in to pressure from the U.S. or other states. He also rejected allegations against Iran's nuclear energy program as baseless. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the remark during a meeting with Iranian ambassadors to foreign countries.